Will you please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans, the 6th chapter. We'll just read 3 verses, verses 3, 4, and 5. What we will do is we'll give the message in English, and then I will summarize it at the end with Chinese. Romans chapter 6, begin with verse 3. Are you ignorant that we, as many as have been baptized unto Christ Jesus, have been baptized unto his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him by baptism unto death, in order that, even as Christ has been raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we are become identified with him in the likeness of his death, so also we shall be of his resurrection. Let me read it once more. Are you ignorant that we, as many as have been baptized unto Christ Jesus, have been baptized unto his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him by baptism unto death, in order that even as Christ has been raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we are become identified with him in the likeness of his death, so also we shall be of his resurrection. Baptism is not just a ritual, a ceremony, even though it does have an outward form, and yet it has an inward reality. It is therefore good for us to know the meaning of baptism, because knowing what it means, we get into the spiritual reality of it instead of just seeing the outward form. Now, in Romans, we are told, are you ignorant that as many as have been baptized unto Christ Jesus, having baptized unto his death? So here we find at least 2 spiritual meanings of baptism, of the reality of baptism. Number 1, we are baptized into Christ. Number 2, we are baptized into his death, that is, to be identified with him in his death, burial, and resurrection. I think probably it will help us to understand these 2 points by using illustrations from the Old Testament. You know, when we see a picture, it helps us to read the word. Now, in the Old Testament, you find that there are 2 illustrations, 2 incidents that speak of baptism. One is the crossing of the Red Sea, and the other is the crossing of the River Jordan. You know, the children of Israel, they were slaves in Egypt. They were not even allowed to live. They were put into slave labors. They were under the oppression of Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians. They cried to the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. The Lord delivered them through the Passover lamb. The Lord said, on that certain night, the angel of destruction will pass through the whole land of Egypt and will smite to death all the firstborn that were in the land of Egypt. Now, in order to escape that death, God commanded the children of Israel to provide a lamb for each family. Every family provided a lamb. And that lamb was to be slaughtered. The blood of the lamb was to be put on the doorpost and the lintel. Then the whole family were gathered in the house to eat the flesh of the lamb. And at midnight, when the angel of destruction passed through the whole land, when he saw there was blood already on the door, he passed over. But if there was no blood on the door, then he will enter into the house and shed the blood of the firstborn. So in this way, God delivered the children of Israel from death by the blood of the lamb and the flesh of the lamb. Now, of course, we know in the Old Testament, this story is a type of the story of salvation for us today. Because the lamb is a type of Christ Jesus, God's only begotten Son. He is the Lamb of God that came into this world. Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God, His blood was shed for the remission of our sins. It is therefore important that we have seen the blood sprinkled, applied on the doorpost. And that means that everyone who wants to escape eternal death, there is a way for you to escape through the Lamb of God, through Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, He already has shed His blood. But today, you need to apply to put that blood on your heart, on the door of your heart. Now, if you put the blood on the door of your heart, that is, you believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood for your sins, then the angel of destruction will pass over you. In other words, someone has already shed His blood for you, and you have accepted Him. Therefore, your blood will not be shed. You are passed out of death into life. But this is only part of it. And the other part of it is the children of Israel, they stay in the house and eat the flesh of the lamb in order to give them strength to walk out of Egypt into the promised land. So that speaks that we believe in the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse us from our sins, deliver us from eternal death, and at the same time, we receive Him into us. As we eat the flesh of the Lamb, we receive Him into us as our life. So, the Bible said, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish. The angel of destruction will pass over. Because the blood is already there. Not only shall not perish, but have eternal life. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus has the life of the Lord Jesus in him or in her. That will give us the strength to walk the heavenly way. So you find the children of Israel actually were delivered from destruction, from death, by the Paschal Lamb. But after that night, God commanded the children of Israel to march out of Egypt. In other words, they were delivered that night from death, but they were not to stay in Egypt. Why? Because if they continue to stay in Egypt, even though they were delivered from death, and yet they will still be under the oppression of Pharaoh. Pharaoh will still have power over them and will still oppress them. So God said they must march out of Egypt. So God led them out of Egypt. But the strange thing was, He did not lead them out of Egypt by land. He led them out of Egypt by sea, not by boat, but by opening the Red Sea, and let them walk through the Red Sea as on dry ground. And when Pharaoh and his army pursued them, the river water came back and drowned the enemy. So the children of Israel came out of Egypt by crossing the Red Sea. Now the Bible tells us that this is a type of baptism. Why? Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, it is said, the children of Israel, they passed through the cloud and the water, and they were baptized unto Moses. Before they crossed the Red Sea, they were in Egypt. They were under the rule of Pharaoh. In other words, they belong to Pharaoh. They belong to the world, to Egypt. But after they crossed the Red Sea, Egypt was on the other side, was behind them. And Pharaoh had no more dominion power over them. They were delivered out of Egypt, out of Pharaoh, by the Red Sea, and now, on the other side of the Red Sea, they belong to somebody else. They belong to Moses. They were baptized unto Moses. And what a difference between Pharaoh and Moses. Because Pharaoh was a despot, a tyrant, a person that put the children of Israel into hard slave labor and will not even allow to them to live. But Moses was sent by God to lead the children of Israel not only out of Egypt, but into the land that is flowing with milk and honey. So this is the first instance of baptism. In other words, it tells us the first meaning of baptism. Baptism means that you are delivered out of this present world as a system under the rule of Satan, the enemy of God and man. And you are being delivered into Christ. From now on, by baptism, you do not belong to this present evil, wicked generation. God has delivered you from this perverse and wicked generation, this perverse age, this world as a system under the enemy. God has delivered you out. You do not belong to it anymore. You do not belong to Satan anymore. You do not belong to this perverse generation anymore. Now you are delivered out of it and you belong to Christ Jesus. You are baptized into Christ Jesus. You belong to Christ Jesus. You are His. And He will lead you into that heavenly Canaan. Lead you into all the promises of God. All the blessings of God. So, the first meaning of baptism is whoever is baptized, he is baptized out of this world, out of the control of Satan, and he is baptized into Christ. From now on, you belong to Christ. You owe your allegiance only to Christ. You are to follow Him, to obey Him, and He will lead you home. Now that is the first meaning of baptism. The second meaning of baptism is typified by the crossing of the Jordan River. Now, it is true historically, the children of Israel, they crossed the Red Sea. But it wasn't until 40 years later that they crossed the Jordan River into Canaan. But that is only historically true. Spiritually, this is not the case. Why? Because spiritually, God's purpose in delivering the children of Israel out of Egypt was to lead them into Canaan. In other words, crossing the Red Sea is only one aspect. And crossing the River Jordan is the other aspect of baptism. Spiritually, they are together. In other words, you do not need to wait for 40 years to enter into the second meaning of baptism. Spiritually, you find that out of Egypt into Canaan, out of the world into Christ, out of the sin in the world into the fullness of Christ. So they should come together. So there are not two baptisms, there is just one baptism, but this one baptism has two aspects, two sides. The first is baptized into Christ. And the second one is baptized into His death. Now what does it mean? Now if you read how the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, you know the way they crossed across the Red Sea was God gave them a command. God said, go forward. And then Moses stretched out his arm with the rod of God in his hand. And when he stretched the rod over the sea divided. So the children of Israel went through the sea as on dry ground. In other words, they crossed the Red Sea by the power of God. Because rod in the scripture represents power. By the power of God, the Red Sea was divided and they crossed the Red Sea. But when they crossed the River Jordan, it was very different. When they crossed the River Jordan, this was the way they crossed. The Ark of God. You know, the Ark of God represented the presence of God. Because the glory of God rested upon the Ark. So the way they crossed the River Jordan was, the Ark of God went before the children of Israel. The Ark of God entered into the River Jordan. And when the Ark of God entered into the River Jordan was divided. In other words, the water was stopped way up the river. And there was dry ground. And the ark stood in the midst of the bed of the river until all the children of Israel passed through the River Jordan. And then the ark came up of the river and the river came back again. So here you'll find the picture was different. It was the presence of God with the children of Israel. Or to put it in another way, the children of Israel passed the River Jordan with the Ark of God. By the presence of God. So the Bible tells us that the other aspect of baptism is that we were being identified, united with Christ in His death and burial and resurrection. The ark there represents our Lord Jesus Christ because He is the presence of God. He is God. Now, He has died. He has died. And He has been buried. And He has been raised from the dead. But thank God When he went to death, he took you and me, the old you and the old me. You know, we have that old I there. And that is a big problem. The biggest problem in the world. You know, you have you, the old you, and I have I, the old I here. And even though we may be delivered out of the world, and yet we need to be delivered from this old me. And thank God, in baptism, God said, when you go into the water, it represents death. Why? Because when Christ died on the cross, he not only bore your sins in his body and died for your sins, but when Christ died on the cross, he took you and me in him, and together with him, we died. We were identified with him in his death. Now you say, how can it be? Well, the reason is because Christ is more than just an individual person. He is the head of a federation. You know, the Bible only recognized two men on earth. Only two men. Oh, we have billions of people today, but the Bible says there are only two men on earth. One is Adam, the first man, and the second man is Christ. Adam includes all those who are born of Adam, the old creation, the old I, the old man. And Christ is the new man. And all that is in Christ are in him. So he that is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. So brothers and sisters, do remember this. When Christ died on the cross, he not only took your sins away, but he took you away in him and with him. And when he was buried, you were buried. And when he was raised from the dead, you are raised from the dead. So that is what baptism shows us. It says that we were buried with Christ unto death. And we are raised with him, therefore let us walk in newness of life. So when you go into the water, you believe that you have died with Christ. And when you are under the water, you believe you are buried with Christ, out of sight. And when you come out of the water, you believe it is no longer you, it is Christ who lives in you. Wonderful. This is the work of God. And baptism is to act out by faith what God has already done. Now remember this. Baptism is an act of faith. Baptism act out by faith what God has already done to you through Christ Jesus. So here, brothers and sisters, let us remember, after you are baptized, you know, you can look back to the water and said, well, on a certain day, in a certain month, in a certain year, I was buried. Therefore, the one who is living here, it is no longer the old I, it is Christ who lives in me. From now on, I live by the life of Christ. Therefore, I can walk in newness of life. Brothers and sisters, this is baptism. So you see, baptism is not just a ritual or a ceremony. You are not baptized into a church or to belong to a certain group. Not at all. You are baptized into Christ. You belong to Christ. You are baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection. Therefore, you, from now on, you are to live a new life. God has delivered you out of the old environment and the old self, and God has put you in a new world and to live a new life. That is baptism. So may the Lord help those who will be baptized that you really know what baptism means. God has delivered you out of the world. You don't belong to it. You belong to Christ. He is your master and your Lord. And you are no longer yourself. It is Christ who lives in you. We can always look back to baptism and thank God for what He has done for us. So not only for those who will be baptized this morning, but I hope that even those who have been baptized, let us review what the Lord has done, that we may not forget. And for those who have not been baptized, remember, it is very important to our Christian life. The Lord Jesus not only called us to believe in Him, but He commanded us to be baptized. Go ye to all the world, disciple the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them all the things that He has taught us. And the Lord said, I will be with you to the end of the age. It is the command of the Lord. And we thank God that two sisters this morning are to obey God's command. And I think it is but right that those who are redeemed of the Lord to obey the Lord's command. So, very briefly, we put before you this matter of baptism. Now I will summarize it in Chinese. 受洗或者受浸 并不是一个外面的仪式， 虽然受浸也有外面的形状， 但是受浸有里面属灵的实际， 属灵的意义。 所以我们要受浸的人， 应当知道这个受浸的意义究竟是什么。 罗马书第6章第3节第4节第5节 给我们看见受浸最少有两个意义。 第一个意义就是说，我们是受洗或者受浸归入基督。从前我们是属于这个世界的，我们是属于那恶者的魔鬼的。但是今天借着这个水，我们脱离了世界，我们就归向了基督。 这个就是在旧约的里面神拯救以色列的百姓从埃及出来，经过红海，叫他们脱离法老的手，脱离埃及的压迫，叫他们归给摩西。所以今天我们受洗的人就是神把你从这个世界，这个世界是一个可怕的世界，是个完全不朽的时代。 这个世界没有盼望，只有死亡。这个世界在魔鬼的辖制之下，但神把我们借着这个受浸从这个世界里头救出来，从撒旦的权势底下把我们迁移出来，迁到神爱子的国度里面，叫我们今天这一班的人能属于主耶稣基督。所以第一，你记得受洗是归入基督， 不是归入什么人，也不是归入什么教会，你是受洗归入基督。从今以后，你是一个属于基督的人，这是受洗第一个意义。受洗第二个意义呢，乃是我们是受洗受浸归入他的死，叫我们与他的死、与他的埋葬、与他的复活能联合起来。 我们知道主耶稣在十字架上，他为我们死了。他不但为我们的罪死，当他死的时候，他也把你和我这个旧的我
与他一同钉了十字架。当做埋葬的时候，我们也在他的里面与他一同埋葬。当他三天之后从死里复活，我们也与他一同从死里复活。所以今天我们信靠主的人，我们不再是自己，我们是基督住在我们里面。那么这个也是受浸所代表的。那么在旧约的里面是用过约旦河来做代表，以色列的百姓他们过约旦河进到迦南美地去。他们怎么过约旦河呢？是借着神的约柜，神的约柜先下约旦河，然后约旦河的水就分开，以色列的百姓就经过约旦河进到迦南美地去。那么等以色列人都经过了，这个神的约柜也从河里上来，就河水就回流了。所以这里给我们看见说，以色列人过约旦河是与神的约柜一同过去的。所以今天我们受洗就是表明我们凭着信，当我们下到水里去的时候，我们相信说我们已经与基督同钉十字架。当我们在水底下的时候，我们相信说我们与基督一同埋葬。当我们从水里上来的时候，我们感谢赞美神，不再是我，乃是基督活在我的里面。所以弟兄姊妹，这一个就是受洗所给我们看见。所以盼望今天所有受洗的弟兄姊妹能记得这两件事。第一，你是受洗归入基督，你脱离了这个世界，你不属于这个世界的组织，你是属于基督的。第二，你受了洗表明说从今以后也不再是你这个老旧的我，乃是基督活在你的里面。所以愿神施恩给我们。
Chan and Mary Clay to give a brief testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. Wonder, May, could you stand and just shortly testify? I'm sorry, May, they'd like for you to come up front if you would. They want to record that.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony here. Since my English is not my mother tongue, and I'm very nervous now, so please pray for me, so the name of the Lord can be glorified. Before I believe in God,I believe that there must be someone way beyond our human nature's power. He must be the master of this world. But I don't know whom. I came from the Buddha's family. By the time I was trying to learn Buddhism, the way they taught us,that was everybody could become God by meditation and contemplation. But how? I did not think that would be done by ourselves without any help. It is impossible. Last November, I had an opportunity to go to the Chinese Bible study.I did not understand all about Christian religion. I took a Bible home to read. I read the first chapter of Matthew. Talk about whom beget whom. And I just put it back to the bookshelf after a few minutes. The following Saturday coming, My daughter Alice was asking me if I was going to the Chinese Bible study, that she could play with the other children. So I went with her and have been going since. I start to read the Bible, try to understand what really Christian means and what Jesus Christ had done for us. I borrowed more book from the Bible class and I was getting to know more about Jesus Christ. In May, we went to a Christian conference in Lynchburg. Brother Stephen Kwan was one of the speakers. I was saved there. In my mind, I saw a picture which to make me decide to accept the law as my personal savior. Jesus Christ died for our sins. We can imagine how much suffered Jesus Christ when he was persecuted. And Jesus said, "For it is by grace, through faith, you have been saved." It's not from yourself. It's the gift of God. How great He is. And how much He loves us. And how much we're given in return, sometimes even try to run away from him. If this still, I mean, you still cannot accept this, the fact that Jesus Christ died and suffered, then he died in vain for you and for me. Oh Lord, I completely dedicated myself to you. I totally surrender in front of Jesus Christ. I want to baptize to bury my old life and let Christ have a new life in me. Thank God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we'd like Mary Clayton.
I was saved when I was about four because I used to call in Christian coloring books a lot, and one day I was calling in the Jesus room and I came to a picture with Jesus on the cross and started calling him, but I got really upset and started crying, so Mom had to come talk to me about it, and I asked her what the purpose of Jesus doing this was, and she explained to me it's because he loved us so much and that he died for our sins so that we might have hope. And that day Mom and I prayed together and I received the Lord into my heart, and he's been there ever since and he always will be. And when I was about eight, I really wanted to get baptized, but Daddy thought that I was too young and that I wouldn't understand it very well and it wouldn't be mean very much to me when I got older. So this year I was really, you know, I was really anxious for it and I really felt the burden. So, you know, my mom and dad prayed about it and they thought that this year I'll be able to understand it and help it to be a good memory. They would help me in the long run. And so I especially was getting really, I really wanted to, because of all the wars and everything going on in Israel and all the prophecies coming true in the Bible. And I mean, I wanted to get baptized before the Lord came back. And so this year they thought that, you know, I was old enough. I just really like to say that it's really great to be a Christian, and I'm really glad I am, because I just wanted to get baptized into the public and I'm glad that I am a Christian, that I want to follow the Lord and live my life for him. really glad that the Lord put the burden on my heart today.
Amen.
My name is Andrew Moore, and I was also saved when I was pretty young. And also, when I was real young, I belonged to a Presbyterian church, and I was baptized as a baby. And it never really meant anything to me, and I didn't know what it meant. So I've always wanted to be baptized again. And today kind of touched me, so, and God really wanted me to be baptized, so, I decided I wanted to be baptized.
Amen.
Declared that they want to leave this world, Lord, the system, the things that pull them down so drastically, and join themselves totally and completely to you. And not only that, Lord, but are also willing to lay aside them very selves that it might be the life of Christ. Oh, we look to thee, we thank you, we ask now that you bless us, continually to bless this time. And Lord, I ask one more prayer. For those that don't know you, Lord, I pray that their hearts would just be open in simplicity to this. So, Lord, we can trust thee. I know that you reveal yourself to anyone who desires to know you. You've never held yourself back. You've always given and given and given, even to the point of death. And we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.